Welcome back to another episode of Date Night with Dhwani and Prem, where we talk about innocent dates gone terribly wrong, from this world and the next.
Today's story is a bit special. It's a part of a team challenge, presenting to you a creepy story by Team Mystery 8, this time featuring Siyog, from Jazbaat Ki Baat.
I just want to say, when all this happened, I was 18 and I was young, innocent and naive. Now that I'm in my mid-20s, I would never let this happen again. It was my freshman year at college, and as one could imagine, I was excited to be on my own for once in my life. So excited to be on my own, I decided I was going to take summer classes on campus. That way, I wouldn't have to worry about coming in when the big crowd of freshmen came, and I would also already know where everything was. Plus, it meant I could get away from my parents faster. But mainly, all I could think about was boys.
She had never dated anyone through high school, so she thought she would find her one true love at college. Because, of course, that's what all the movies told her anyways. About 2 weeks go by, and he and one of his roommates were hanging out in the lounge area, showing off pictures from Instagram of their friends, family, etc.
Well, my roommate Jim showed me a picture of him and these two guys. One of the guys was his boyfriend, and the other was his boyfriend's best friend, Sean. He's hot.
He goes to the tech college near us, plus he's single.
Now a day or two goes by after this.
Hey, I told you, Sean, you're interested in him. Is that okay?
Yeah, totally. What did he say?
Well, he wants to know if he could follow you on Instagram and maybe talk a little over there.
That's great. Tell him he can. I wish I never told her yes. I talked to Sean for about a week before I was comfortable enough to give him my phone number. At first, he seemed super sweet.
Hey, have a good day, class. Can't wait to see you tonight.
And we would FaceTime every night.
At first, she loved it because she never had a boy give her so much attention. She had never dated anyone, so she was just over the moon that he was even interested enough in talking to her. But it started to get annoying. He would text her almost every second of the day and try to FaceTime her at least 4 times.
Hey, are you okay? Why aren't you answering? Are you seeing another guy?
Hey, I'm okay. And no, I'm not seeing anyone.
Things kept going downhill though.
Hey, send me a picture of you.
What?
Just selfies or a picture in the mirror, yeah.
What? No, I'm not comfortable.
Okay, no problem, it's fine. Just send them later.
One day, she was in class for the long time because it was a lab and it started at 7 p.m. and it wouldn't end until 10 p.m. that night.
Once class ended, I headed up to my dorm and took out my phone. I clicked the button on the side, lighting up the screen. I had 380 unread texts, 10 missed calls, and 3 voicemails from Sean. Before I could even react or even read all the messages, my phone started to ring. It was my mom.
Honey, are you all right? I got an alert from the phone company saying you got all these calls. Is everything okay?
Yeah, mom, I'm all right. It's just a group chat thing with my girlfriends from school.
Once she got off her phone with her mom, she quickly went to look at the messages she had gotten.
Why aren't you answering? I'll come and find you if you don't.
The voicemails were crude and mostly him saying how he was going to find her and when he did, he was going to punish her for not answering him. After this, she just completely blocked him on everything she could think of, completely freaked out about the whole thing.
About a week goes by and I start to slowly forget about the incident, trying not to think much about it. At least that's what I was trying to do. That whole week felt like someone was watching me, but I brushed it off as me being paranoid.
She went to class right after that, not realizing she had forgotten to lock her dorm room. When she came back from the class, she noticed her door was cracked open slightly.
My heart dropped in my stomach. I hesitated going in, but my hands were shaking terribly. But I finally got the nerve to push it open.
Nothing. There was nothing out of place, it seemed. Even though there was nothing out of place, she could have sworn she closed the door before she left for class. She asked my roommate if anyone had gone into my room, and he denied. But she knew in her heart someone had been in there. She tried to brush it off, but she couldn't. So one weekend, when she knew that all her roommates were going to be thrown out of town, she switched dorm buildings and roomed with a girl she had gotten to be close friends with. After she moved in with her, she told her all that had happened. And she said that she would walk with her to her classes, which thankfully they had most of their classes together, except the night lab she had. And she would walk with her to her lab and wait until her lab was done to walk with her back to the dorm.
One night though, she had gone out of town to see her parents or something. I was walking back from my lab and it had gone really late that night again. I heard someone walking behind me, but I didn't pay any kind of attention to it, since class was just let out. But as I was walking, I could hear the steps getting closer. So I started to pick up my walking speed. At this point, I could tell someone was following me, and I was afraid to look back. As the footsteps increased and got faster, I started running as fast as I could. Now let me tell you, I'm not athletic by any means. Somehow though, adrenaline probably, I was able to sprint to my dorm building, hearing someone still running behind me. And thankfully, I already had my key card out to get into the building, and I swiped it on the door and slammed it behind me.
Looking up from slamming the door, she sees someone who's probably 10 feet away from the door, staring at her. Even though the person's hoodie was up, and she couldn't see their face, she could just... They were looking at her. She knew it was Sean.
Not wasting any more time, I went to the RA that was up that night, bawling, telling him what had just happened. He called the police and I told them everything that had happened. But they basically said they couldn't do anything since I didn't see his face, even if I thought it was Sean. And maybe I was just paranoid since it was nighttime and I was walking by myself. After all this, I called my friend and told her what happened. And she never went out of town again if I had my late night classes.
She moved back to her home state and went to a cosmetology school and became a hairdresser. She hasn't dated anyone to this day. Maybe it's the fear of something like that happening again. She's super careful about who she talks to and who she gives her social media and phone number to.
I'm still scared to go to places by myself, even though it's been years and I'm states away. Even so, Sean, let's not ever meet again.
That's all for this episode of Date Night with Dhwani and Prem, featuring Suyog. You can listen to Suyog's podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcasts. Jas Baat Ki Baat.
Come back next week for another chilling story of innocent dates gone terribly wrong from this world and the next. This is Dhwani.
This is Prem.
This is Suyog. And signing off.
Sunna Dhwani, come back next week, but are you sure you're coming back next week?
It's okay. We said that on our last episode also. It's fine. I have done thoda sa public elan types ki haan bro, abhi aa rahe hai, abhi story nikalenge, maja aayega.
And also, is it Sean or is it Sian?
No, it's Sian.